Finland's millennial feminist prime minister denies drug use after party rave footage emerges. By Chris Tomlinson on August 19, 2022. Finland's millennial feminist prime minister Sanna Marin has denied allegations of drug use after footage of her partying emerged on social media. Videos which appear to have been originally posted on the social media platform Instagram show Finland's prime minister at a party with several other people, some of whom are said to be Finnish celebrities. Prime Minister Marin commented on the videos by saying they were taken several weeks ago at a party she attended, and that while she knew the videos were being taken, she was under the impression they would remain private, Finnish public broadcaster Yle reports. "I trusted that since the videos are from a private event, they would not be published," she said. "It feels bad that they have been published." During the videos, some of those present mentioned the term flower gang, which raised suspicions they were referring to drug use, possibly cocaine. Marin denied any allegations of drug use, stating, "I haven't seen any evidence that anything has been used anywhere. When I listened to the video a few times, I don't think it even says flower gang, but something else," she claimed. "I haven't used drugs myself, and nothing but alcohol. I've danced, sung, celebrated, and done perfectly legal things. And I haven't been in a situation where I've seen or known that others use drugs." Riikka Purra, the chairwoman of the populist Finns party, called on Marin to undergo a drugs test, something Prime Minister Marin claimed she was willing to do. "I have nothing to hide. I haven't used drugs, and that's no problem getting tested. But I also find it pretty special that this kind of thing is required," Marin said. The videos are not the first time Prime Minister Marin's partying has made headlines in recent months. Last December, for example, Marin went partying at a Helsinki nightclub and was criticized for leaving her government phone at home, missing several alerts of possible exposure to the Wuhan virus. "Prime Minister has insisted that she has free time to spend with my friends and uses it. Pretty much the same as many people my age. She turns 37 in November." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.